Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present Kitten Time! Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. In spite of midsummer weather, theatergoers jam the lobby tonight. And here, as always at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, today is an anniversary for Curtain Time.
Yes, John, Curtain Time. And tonight we begin our third year on the air. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're settled, let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in But the Face is Familiar. Mr. Elders is heard in the role of Robert Whitney, and Miss Sargent plays the part of Vicky Kendall.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of But the Face is Familiar. It's evening, and the scene is a club car of a train bound for Philadelphia. In two of the seats are a good-looking, middle-aged man, Jonathan Kendall, and his daughter, Vicky. Their heads together, they speak confidentially.
There he is, Vicky. Right across the aisle and two seats up. That's our man, Robert Whitney.
Well, Dad, he doesn't look much like a memory expert to me.
My dear, he's one of the best in the country. He once memorized 3,000 telephone numbers.
Wow. Must be popular with the girls.
The sooner we get to work on him, the better. Vicky, you go over first and get acquainted with him.
But how?
Why, just walk up to him, smile sweetly, and say, pardon me, but haven't we met before?
Oh, Dad, that's awfully corny. But, all right.
Good. And good luck, my dear. I'll see you later.
Now I know how a wolf feels. Pardon me?
Hmm? You speak to me?
Yes. Haven't we met before?
Well, now, let me see. Oh, yes, we have.
We have?
It was on August 9th, 1940 at Angelo's Restaurant in San Francisco.
It was?
Yes, your name is Vicky Kendall, and you were with Grace Manning. I recall, too, you had a little smudge on your nose.
I did?
Yeah, but you look beautiful.
Oh, well...
You were wearing a brown plaid skirt and a green cashmere sweater. Grace was wearing a red jersey dress.
You don't happen to remember what I ate, do you?
You had turtle soup, stuffed duck, baked squash, creamed asparagus, and apple pie a la mode. And, I nearly forgot. Coffee.
And guess what, Dad? Mr. Whitney is going to Philadelphia to see Dr. Fabian.
Not Dr. Waldo Fabian, the great scientist.
That's right, Mr. Kendall. He's hired me to teach him to improve his memory.
Well, this is quite a coincidence. Hey, you're just the man I'm looking for.
I am?
Yeah, young man. How would you like to make $5,000?
Honestly or dishonestly?
Well, now...
Oh, I see.
Dad, why don't you tell Mr. Whitney the whole story?
Capital idea, Vicky. Mr. Whitney... I'm a wealthy man, a patron of science, and a gullible darn fool.
Yes, sir. Yes, go on, sir.
Well, I met Dr. Fabian 20 years ago.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. Even then, he had a wild gleam in his eye, so I rashly concluded he was a genius.
I see.
He also needed money for his experiments, and I generously offered to provide it.
Sucker.
Well, in return, the old humbug agreed to divide the financial proceeds of his scientific discoveries evenly with me.
I bet you made a mint of money.
Money? My boy, I built 5 laboratories for him, and the ungrateful scoundrel blew up 4 of them.
What, on the 4th of July?
I paid all my life. I paid bills. I paid for the last 20 years. Never got a cent in return. And do you know why?
No, why?
Because after 20 years, all Dr. Fabian has produced is a single formula.
Just one?
Yes. 3 sheets of paper covered with symbols.
Well, what's the formula for?
Young man, I haven't the slightest idea.
And don't think Dad hasn't asked. But Dr. Fabian won't tell him.
The old goat says the formula is worth millions, but he refuses to sell it to anybody.
Well, I thought you had an agreement.
So did Dad.
Yes. But when I reminded him of it, he just nodded his head and asked for $300. He needed some paper clips.
I wonder whether that formula is really as valuable as he claims.
That must be, Dickie. He's scared to death somebody will steal it. He's even trying to memorize it so he can burn the only copy of it in existence.
Say, maybe that's why he hired me.
Well, of course it is.
Waldo's got the worst memory I've ever encountered. Why, do you know that after 20 years, he still can't remember my name?
But he's never forgotten your address. He always remembers where to send the bills.
Well, young man, I'll come to the point.
Yes, sir.
I want that formula. And I'll pay $5,000 for it if you get it for me.
You mean if I steal it?
Why, I should say not. Well,
besides, you couldn't if you tried.
Why not?
Because Waldo never lets it out of his sight. But I understand you have a photographic mind.
Yes, I do.
Then if you just got a look at the formula, you could smuggle it out of Waldo's laboratory in your mind, couldn't you?
Well, I suppose so, but isn't that stealing?
Well, it certainly isn't. Doesn't half of the formula rightfully belong to my father?
Well...
And after I sell it, I'll give Waldo half of the money. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yes, but I just don't feel right about it somehow. I'd be betraying Dr. Fabian, and he is paying me to...
He's paying you with my money.
Well, Mr. Kendall, I don't want to rush you into this blindly. I'd like to think it over first.
Of course, my boy, of course.
All right, I'll see you later. Excuse me, will you, please?
Look, Vicky, he's going out on the observation platform.
Oh, Dad, what are you getting at?
Well, beautiful night, very romantic. My dear, why don't you go out and help him think it over?
Mr. Whitney, doesn't the moon look romantic tonight?
Oh, I don't think it's so romantic looking. It's all pockmarked with ugly craters.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
There are about 60,000 of those craters, Miss Kendall, including...
Are you going to name all of them?
Well, I only know the most important ones.
Oh, Mr. Whitney, just look at all those lovely stars. See that big, beautiful one over there winking down at us?
That's Ursae Majoris.
Your mother must be terribly proud of you.
Oh, she is, but... Miss Kendall, I don't think I can accept your father's offer.
Oh, but Mr. Whitney...
I just don't feel right about it.
Mr. Whitney, you've no idea how important this is to Dad and to me.
But I...
After all, Dr. Fabian is practically a stranger to you, isn't he?
Why, yes,
And
but...
you and I, we've been old friends for 7 years.
We have?
We met back in 1940. You said so yourself.
Well, yes, but I can't let Dr. Fabian down.
Then you'd rather let me down?
Oh, no, Miss Kendall, but I...
I understand. You don't like me.
Oh, but I do like you. I like you very much.
And you do want to see me again, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And you want to make me happy, don't you?
Of course.
Well, good. Now I can tell Daddy that everything's all settled.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Leonard Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
All of us know of a few rare little pleasures that everyone in the family enjoys, boys and girls and adults alike. Treats like the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar. And for added enjoyment of a Snickers bar during these hot summer months, may we suggest a Snickers bar that has been chilled in your refrigerator. Every bite of a chilled Snickers is a luscious summer treat. The thick milk chocolate coating is crisp and cold. The golden layer of creamy caramel is cool and smooth and packed with whole freshly roasted peanuts. And the soft nougat center is delightfully cold and richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Altogether, the cold milk chocolate, cool caramel, crisp peanuts, and snow-white nougat combined to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a chilled Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
There's the call for the second act of But the Face is Familiar, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Bob Whitney, a memory expert, met Vicki Kendall and her father, who finally persuaded Bob to help them in their dealings with Dr. Waldo Fabian, an eccentric scientist whose work Mr. Kendall has financed.
When he sees Dr. Fabian's formula, Bob is to memorize it and bring it back to the Kendalls. Well, it's now the following morning. Bob stands at the door outside Dr. Fabian's laboratory.
Morning, Dr. Fabian.
Well. It's certainly nice to see you again, Mr.
Don't you remember me, Dr. Fabian?
Oh, of course. I never forget a face. Well, let me see. You're from Baltimore.
No, from New York.
That's right. You're the lawyer.
No, I'm the memory expert.
Yes, of course. You're George Kittredge.
No, I'm Robert Whitney.
Oh, yes, Robert Whitney. I told you I never forget a face. Well, Robert, what can I do for you?
Don't you remember, Dr. Fabian? You hired me to help you improve your memory.
I did? Well, now, I wonder what I did that for. And nothing wrong with my memory, nothing.
There, isn't?
No, I do have occasional lapses of memory when I can't remember a blessed thing, but they're very rare. I wonder... Oh, now I remember why I hired you, Rover.
It's Robert.
Yes. Robert, I want to learn how to memorize a formula, a long scientific formula.
Well, perhaps if you showed it to me, I'd know how to go about teaching you.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I guess it's all right. You look like an honest young man.
Well, thank you.
Here, I'll let you look at the first page.
All right. Let me see. Well, Dr. Fabian.
Oh, come now. You don't have to be so formal. Just call me Wallace.
You mean Waldo?
Yes, Waldo. Oh, I keep forgetting. Thank you, Waldo.
You're Waldo. I'm Robert.
You are? Robert who?
Why, Robert Whitney.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Whitney. What can I do for you?
Vicky, what in thunderation do you suppose is keeping that walking encyclopedia? He knows we're staying here, doesn't he?
I distinctly told him, the Quaker Arms, Dad.
Well, why are you the... Well, finally here. Come in.
Hello, Vicky. Hello, Mr. Kendall.
Hello, Bob.
Well, young man, any luck?
I memorized the first page today, Mr. Kendall.
Excellent. I can hardly wait to see what that formula's for.
Oh, but I haven't written it down yet.
Vicky, get Mr. Whitney some paper.
Wait, Vicky.
Oh, what's the matter?
Yeah, what is it? Anything wrong?
Well, Waldo, I mean, Dr. Fabian is such a nice old duffer. I just don't feel right about this. I feel like a heel.
But you certainly aren't going to back out now, are you?
I don't know. If you don't mind, I'll go out in the park and think it over.
Oh, but Bob...
Young man, do you really think this is necessary?
Yes, Mr. Kendall, I do.
The park. Vicky?
Yes, Dad, I know.
I'm sure you do, my dear.
It's a nice romantic night. Vicky, why don't you go out and help him think it over?
Well, young man?
I got the second page today, Mr. Kendall.
Good work, Bob.
Yes, it was easy. Poor old duffer trusted me completely. I'm a rat.
Oh, don't say that.
Hey, look, why don't you sit down and write up the first two pages right now, huh?
Mr. Kendall, I feel like dropping the whole thing. Excuse me, will you? I want to go out in the park and think.
Vicky?
Yes, Dad? I'm on my way.
You got the rest of it, Whitney?
Yes, Mr. Kendall. I got the last page of the formula today.
Oh, swell.
But I haven't written down anything yet. As a matter of fact, I feel pretty gloomy about the whole thing.
You do?
Guess I'll just have to go out in the park and think.
Again?
Well, now.
I'll wait for you downstairs, Vicky. Wear that cute blue dress, will you? And the large depressions in the moon's surface are called seas, Vicky. One of the largest of these is the Sea of Conflicts.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it contains two craters, Pierce and Picard. Picard is 21 miles in diameter.
What a memory.
The other seas are called the Sea of Nectar, the Sea of Tranquility, and the Sea of Serenity.
Bob, will you kiss me?
Why, Vicky, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Picking up where we left off, there are also the Sea of Showers, the Sea of Storms, and the Sea of Clouds.
Oh, really? You say the sweetest things. Bob, will you do something for me?
Anything.
Well, now that you've got all of the formula in your mind, will you write it down for Daddy tomorrow?
Yes, Vic.
Promise?
Cross my heart. Tomorrow. And now we come to the mountains on the moon. The Leibnitz Mountains and the Dorfel Mountains. Waldo, I'd like to ask you something.
Well, go right ahead, son. Ask me, ask me.
This formula you're trying to memorize, what is it for? Or is that a secret?
Oh, yes, it is. But I like you, so I'll tell you anyway.
Well, thank you.
It's a formula for... Oh, let me see. Oh, yes, yes, for synthetic euphoria.
Is that good?
Good? Why, synthetic euphoria will be the greatest boon to mankind since the dawn of, well, of mankind. Of course, I haven't completely perfected it yet.
Oh, I see.
That's why I don't want to sell it. If the formula fell into the wrong hands right now, it would be very dangerous.
Oh, that's awful.
What's awful?
Waldo, you aren't going to like this, but Jonathan Kendall is trying to get hold of your formula.
What? My old friend Jonathan?
Yes.
But how do you know?
Because, well, because he hired me to get it from you.
You, Ronald?
No, me, Robert. Oh. You see, I memorized your formula, and Mr. Kendall's at the Quaker Arms waiting for it.
But you aren't going to give it to him, are you?
No, Waldo, I promise you I won't.
Good, good, thank you, my boy.
I'll explain everything to Mr. Kendall tonight.
Oh, no, I don't want to know one single thing about it.
Waldo, I've got to tell them something. Last night I promised Vicky I'd write the formula down for her father today.
I said I don't want you to tell him anything.
But what am I going to say to them?
Well, just pretend you've forgotten the formula.
Oh, but I'm a memory expert, and they know I never forget anything. Unless...
Unless what?
I have it. I mean, I'm going to have it.
You are? What is it?
I'm going to have amnesia.
Third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
Now that the 4th of July has come and gone, the summer picnic season is officially open. And one delightful treat which adds enjoyment to any picnic or snack is the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. For with every luscious bite of a Snickers bar, your teeth sink through a thick milk chocolate coating. A golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisp, whole-roasted peanuts and a soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together to make each enjoyable mouthful a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the third act of But the Face is Familiar, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Because Bob Whitney, young memory expert, likes both Dr. Fabian and Vicky Kendall, for whose father he is supposed to get a secret formula, he decided to pretend he's suffering from amnesia. Well, it's now late the same night. Mr. Kendall, leading Bob by the arm, enters his hotel suite. On Bob's face, there is a very blank look.
Well, here he is, Vicky.
Oh, Dad, you found him. Hello, Bob.
Bob? Who's Bob?
What? Why, Bob, don't you know me?
Am I supposed to?
Oh, Bob.
Oh, I know. You're my wife.
I beg your pardon.
Darling, it's so good to see you after all these years.
Dad, what's wrong with him?
Vicky, I'm afraid he's got amnesia.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Hello, amnesia. Goodbye, formula.
Oh, where did you find him?
About 2 blocks away. Says he was walking down the street and his mind went blank.
I was walking down the street and my mind went blank.
Oh, you poor boy.
What's my name? Who am I?
Maybe we can help you. Does the name Robert Whitney sound familiar to you?
No, it doesn't, but I'm glad to know you, Mr. Whitney.
Look, I'm not Whitney. You are.
Who, me?
Yes, you're Robert Whitney, the memory expert.
I'm a memory expert? I can't even remember my own name.
Look, does the name Jonathan Kendall mean anything to you?
Jonathan Kendall? Sounds like a stuffed shirt.
Now, just a... Well, never mind. Suppose you concentrate real hard on this name. Dr. Waldo Fabian.
Dr. Waldo Fabian? Is he a dentist or a veterinarian?
He's a scientist.
Yeah, he discovered a formula, and you memorized it.
You were going to write it down for us today. Don't you remember?
I was walking down the street, and my mind went blank.
Oh, Dad, it's hopeless.
But I've got to get that formula. Wait a minute. Vicky, I think I have an idea.
Yes, Dad.
Do you remember the movie in which Walter Pigeon had amnesia?
Am I Walter Pigeon?
Well, yes, Dad, I remember vaguely.
Well, do you remember how Greer Garson helped him regain his memory?
Say, I think so.
Well, then, how about a simple variation on the same theme?
You mean that I should...
Yes, Vicky, why don't you take Bob out into the park? Who knows, you might help him get back his memory.
Well, here we are. Same bench, same moon. Do they look familiar, Mr. Whitney?
No, I'm afraid not. Well, what do we do now, Miss Kendall?
Well, first of all, you better put your arm around me.
But, Miss Kendall, you're practically a stranger.
Don't worry, I won't be for very long.
All right. How's this?
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, yes, that will do.
Thank you.
Now, put your other arm around me.
Like this?
Oh, that's fine. Now, kiss me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh. Do you remember anything now? Did I help any?
Well, you certainly did your share.
I mean, did I help you remember anything?
Nope, not a thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, isn't it? But don't be discouraged, Miss Kendall. We aren't going to give up yet, are we?
Oh, well.
Shall we try it again?
All right.
Boy, I never knew amnesia could be so much fun.
But do you remember me now?
No, but I think I detected a faint glimmer of recognition in my mind that time.
Well, you did?
Yes, and I have a feeling that if we keep this up, I'll remember you pretty soon.
Really?
Yes, in about 3 or 4 more hours.
Oh, I see.
In the meantime, let's not waste any time talking.
Oh, but I want to tell you about something that happened last night, right here.
Yes, what happened here?
Well, you don't remember it, of course, but you asked me to marry you.
I did not. I never asked you to marry me. I remember every single word.
Oh, you do you?
I mean,
I thought so. Why, you haven't got amnesia.
Hello.
Why, Waldo, how'd you know I was in town?
Oh, I just happened to be walking through the lobby, and I saw your name on the register.
You saw my... I can imagine.
Yes.
Well, Waldo, what do you want this time?
Now that you mention it, I could use a few things for the laboratory, Jeremiah.
Your name is Jonathan, you old reprobate.
Oh, yes, Jonathan, you old reprobate. Well, a couple of dollars will pay for everything. A
couple of dollars, eh?
About 3,000.
3,000? What thunderation do you want?
I'd like to punch him right in the nose, amnesia.
Vicky, what's the matter?
You and your bright ideas. Take him out in the park and help him get his memory back.
But, Vicky, what?
Oh, I'm so mad I can't talk.
Now, Vicky, don't be like that. If you'll just... Waldo, what are you doing here?
Vicky, his amnesia, he's gone. He just recognized Waldo.
That big creep never had amnesia.
Oh, so that's it. Thought you could get away without giving me that...
formula?
You know, Waldo?
Yes, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Johnson.
It's Jonathan.
That's what I said.
But, darn it, I was going to give you half of the money. Now, see here. I've been paying your bills for 20 years, and I'm getting tired of it.
Are you? Well, I'm not.
Waldo, either we sell that formula now, or you'll never get another cent from me.
But, Mr. Kendall, you can't sell it.
Why not?
Because it's too dangerous.
Too dangerous?
Yes, I didn't want you to find out, Josephus. I was afraid you wouldn't give me... Well, you wouldn't give me any more money.
Oh, you were?
Yes, but I guess now I'll have to tell you my formula is for... Oh. Let me see. What is it for?
It's for synthetic euphoria.
Synthetic euphoria.
Yes, yes, that's it.
But what in heaven's name is synthetic euphoria?
Well, Joshua, do you see these teeny little pills?
Of course, of course.
Well, they're synthetic euphoria tablets.
But what are they for?
If you swallow two of them, you feel deliriously happy a whole month.
Really?
Yes, they make you forget all your worries, all your troubles, all your fears.
Well, Waldo, that sounds great.
It's unfortunate that they also make you lazy. Well, do you know what would happen if we put synthetic euphoria tablets on the market?
No, Waldo, what?
Roscoe? We'd have 140 million people in the United States just lying around feeling happy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing except that industry and the civilization would come to a standstill.
Well, gosh, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes, indeed. My formula is very dangerous in its present state, but I'm not quitting. Someday, synthetic euphoria will be a success.
And, of course, you'll need funds for your experiment, won't you, Waldo?
Yes, with just a couple of dollars.
You mean about $3,000?
You could make it $5,000, could you?
Come along in the other room, Waldo. I'll write you a check.
Oh, a check. Wonderful, wonderful.
Synthetic euphoria.
Why, the old fraud.
Vicky, do you think your father really believes him?
No, but Dad's been paying his bills so long, he probably figures he may just as well keep on.
You know, I'll bet this whole thing was just an elaborate scheme of Waldo's to get more money out of your dad.
And I've got a hunch that secret formula is just as phony as your amnesia was.
Uh-oh. Vicky, are you still sore at me for that?
Of course not. But...
But what?
Well, when I said you proposed to me, you didn't have to deny it quite so vigorously, did you?
You know, I've been thinking about that, Vicky. I think I like the idea.
Oh, you do?
And seeing I didn't propose to you last night, well, I guess I'd better do it right now.
Why, Bob.
Darling, I'd like to start by quoting some very interesting statistics on marriage. Do you know...
Now, look, you memory expert, the answer is yes, and don't forget it.
The curtain falls on the line. But the face is familiar. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Robert Whitney and Nanny Sargent as Vicki Kendall. The supporting players were Jess Hugh, Arthur Peterson, and George Caesar. The script was by Bob Pieran. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic comedy, Deadline for Love. And now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.